T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's news that the vaccine may be available here in Virginia within a week, right? Maybe the 14th. I think that was the number we talked about earlier in this week. Let's get an update on that timetable and the execution plan for Virginia. Dr. Lori Forlano is the Deputy Commissioner of Public Health here in the Commonwealth. And Dr. Forlano, thanks for coming on this morning. Do we still think that the 14th of December, which is, what, just over a week away, is still a legitimate date that we might see the first vaccine in Virginia?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We are enthusiastic, I think, and optimistic that we will remain on that timeline. And of course, the initial push of these doses would be specific to healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Those were the first two groups that CDC has recommended be prioritized for vaccine.
Right. Well, that sure makes sense. It crossed my mind, though, when we were talking about, who's first in line, who's second in line, who's third in line. You know, some people have reported almost fights over the Northern Neck ginger ale, you know, the last batches of the ginger ale that's available out there. And I can imagine that people will be desperate to get the vaccine, or some people will be. What's the plan to make sure that the right people, the people who are most in danger, actually get the vaccine and don't get shoved out by people who might be political friends or big donors or, you know, big corporate types?
Right. So the federal government, CDC's ACIP, and I would say Virginia follows suit here. We consider epidemiology, so disease trends. We consider practical factors, feasibility, and the program implementation itself. And ethical principles are of the utmost importance. So we aim to maximize the benefit, minimize the harm, equity and justice is promoted, and we always aim to mitigate any health inequities. So with all that considered, those principles supported the early vaccination of healthcare workers and long-term care residents. Healthcare workers obviously are prioritized because they are critical to preserve our capacity to care for patients with COVID-19 or other sicknesses. Mm-hmm. And long-term care residents, because of their age, their other medical conditions, the congregate living situations, they're at high risk for infection and severe illness. So it made sense that those two groups came to the top. There's other phases in the planning, and I think the detail is still forthcoming, but that will be made available to the public as soon as we have that detail. We have a vaccine advisory work group here in Virginia. It's made up of physicians, epidemiologists, pharmacists, other trusted community members. And we're using that group to make sure that the planning is equitable, fair, and based in science.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we start talking about the social justice things, my antenna goes up. And, at some point, you just got to decide if we've got 70,000 doses and 10,000 of them, let's just say, are coming to Richmond. Do we vaccinate everybody at, let's say, a high-end, very expensive retirement community out in the West End? Or do we send those to maybe a lower-end nursing home? And then, of course, you look at who lives in those places, you know, whether they've got money, what color they are, whether they're old Virginia families or whether they're imports to the community. You know what I'm saying? How are we going to, in a practical sense, make those judgments? Because I could foresee a real clamor and a real problem if people start to think either way, like you're giving the doses to the rich white people out in the West End, or hey, you're ignoring one group and trying to, you know, play racial politics with this. So it's a dicey situation.
I definitely appreciate that perspective, mm-hmm. and I can assure Virginians that ethics absolutely play into decision making and equity. As far as the long-term care effort will go, we'll be working with Walgreens and CVS here in Virginia for a federally administered long-term care pharmacy partnership. So I think that infrastructure will really boost our ability to be efficient once mm-hmm. the vaccine is available. And we hope that that partnership can be operational, hopefully by the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So we'll get going. But I appreciate your comments there. And some of it comes down to logistics. Mm-hmm. It's a balance, right? Logistics, infrastructure, ethics, and
and I'm not trying to get you in trouble or in the middle of a big controversy, which I might mm-hmm. be doing anyway, but that's not my intention. If we talk about the ethics, like I've had friends who have been in the emergency room in crisis moments, and they do the triage, like, all right, this person, they're alive right now, but from the look of their wounds, they ain't going to make it. So I need to give up on them and go to the person who has wounds also, who I think I can save, which is just an awful dilemma to be in. But, you know, healthcare, you know, doctors and surgeons have to make that judgment on occasion when they just are, they've got to make a choice. And there's some things that if I understand correctly, in medical school, you go through, like, what do I need to process here to make the right choice? Mm-hmm. Do you all have, when you talk about ethics, mm-hmm. are there a couple of principles that mm-hmm. are, mm-hmm. they have been thought out years ago that you would use to make those types of choices?
Right, particularly with a vaccine program, mm-hmm. and this is pulled very much from ACIP's principles, is one is to maximize the benefits and minimize the harms, and that's several components of a vaccine effort, right? So the science, the ensuring the safety of the products, et cetera, promoting justice, so getting to what you're speaking to, and mitigating health inequities. What populations are being disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic? And I can say that residents of long-term care facilities absolutely have taken the burden of COVID-19, not just here in Virginia, but nationwide. They account for over half the deaths in this country and mm-hmm. about half here in Virginia of the deaths that we have. So those are the principles that I think of. We have a Virginia Disaster Medical Advisory Committee, so VDMAC. They are the body that's been convened to make these types of decisions, and that's everything from vaccine allocation to other decisions they've thought through are, scarcity in the potential of scarcity of beds or treatment modalities. So they're trained and exercised in making those decisions, and they have an ethicist that joins those conversations as well. So VDH has provided our vaccine recommendations, these initial allocation recommendations to the VDMAC. They've also been reviewed by our vaccine advisory work group, which includes over 100 professionals. And the comments from that work group were provided to VDMAC along with our recommendations and the ACIP guidelines, which were just published last night. And we expect their final prioritization today for this initial phase. And that mm-hmm. will be made available to the public, hopefully by this evening, by the end of the day.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open on it. I mean, clearly somebody like me, 49 years old, I live in my own place, you know, share it with one other person. I'm probably low on the need scale. And as long as we're talking about stuff like that, I have been a little concerned as much attention has been paid to race lately, and mm-hmm. I've done a couple of interviews on that with the assertions mm-hmm. of, you know, how it's impacting certain races, and I'm a little skeptical of some of the data and the analysis of the data that's been presented, which isn't to say I don't want people taken care of, but I just want to, we'll keep our eyes on this. And you know what, if you're willing to, once the guidance comes out that you're mentioning now, maybe we can talk again and kind of talk through that. Nothing that will distract that. You from mm-hmm. actually taking care of people, because that's the priority. But I
appreciate that. Yeah. Every Virginian is important to us, and these decisions are complex, but I trust the group that's been entrusted with these decisions, and I think we're moving in the right direction. We're incredibly we're thrilled that this has finally come to pass, so we're hopeful that the vaccine campaign will be successful.
Me too. And I appreciate both your work and your willingness to talk about it on the radio. Dr. Lori Furlano, the Deputy Commissioner of Public Health in Virginia.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.